Stay tuned to KFI.
From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes bring you Meet Me at Parkey's.
John, you've worked at my gas station for 20 years, and now I'm going to reward you.
Gee, boss, you mean you're going to give me more money?
No, I'm going to promote you to the Ethel pump.
Ethel pump? After 20 years?
Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at Parkey's.
Darling, will you marry me? Please say the one word that will make me the happiest man in the world.
No.
That's the word.
Oh, you beast!
There. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at Parkey's.
Yes, everybody meets at Parkey's, so come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, and our genial host, the star of our show, Mark Yakagas.
Gee, though, I hate to do bookkeeping. Figures all day long. I've been looking at these figures. Well, might as well put away this copy of Esquire and go back to my bookkeeping. Can't understand how we're doing such a big business here. At the end of the month, we lose money. Let me see what my expenses was in September. Now, for meat, I spent $792. For fish, $416. For vegetables, $384. For butter, 60 cents. Wonder why we use so much butter. Now, the rent cost me $100. Help was $749. Yeah, but at least I saved some money on electricity. Electricity was 42 cents. Candles, $372. Now, the musicians, that's 22 men in Opie Cates. That's 22 men. $2,600. But they ate $2,600 worth of food, so that makes us even. Ah, that's where my trumbull is. That's where my profit is going. That Opie Cates and his orchestra is eating me out of business. I think I'll throw that orchestra out of here and hire a one-man band. A jukebox. Then my customers can get any band they want. They could get all their favorite orchestras, like Count Basin, Harry Jones, Tommy Doorstep, Duke Axelgrish. If they want a rumba, they could get Xavier Cadgar. Yes, sir, that's what I got to do. I got to fire up the cage. It's a tough incision to make, but I got to make a cut. Yeah, when Opie Cates comes in, I'll tell him he's through. See, I'll have to break it to him very gently. When he comes in, I'll just walk over to him, put my arms around him, and throw him out.
Hello, Parkey.
Oh, hello, Betty Rhodes. Say, you know, Betty, I just decided that Opie Cates can't play music.
Opie can't play music?
I mean, he can't play music here.
Well, I can't understand what you're saying, Parkey. Why, Opie's a finished musician.
Yeah, Betty's a finished musician. He's finished today. I'm firing the whole orchestra.
Why, Parkey, what's happened?
Why, they're eating me out of business. The way those guys eat, I don't mind them taking third and fourth helpings. But when I walk by, they start putting salt and pepper on my arm. That's going too far. Yes, Betty, Opie has got to go.
Yeah, but Parker, you got to have some music in the restaurant.
Oh, I'm going to have music. I'll put in a jukebox.
A jukebox?
Yes.
How can you compare a jukebox to Opie's band?
It's no difference. They both play good when they're lit up.
Parkey, Opie has a great band. If he ever left you, 1,000 wouldn't buy him.
You're right, Betty, and I'm one of the 1,000.
Well, gee, Parkey, I suppose you know what you're doing, but I'm awfully sorry you're firing Opie. Oh, here he comes now, the poor fellow. Gosh, I don't even want to be around when you tell him. I'll be up in front if you need me.
Yeah, all right.
Hi, Parkey.
Hello, Opie.
Say, Parkey, I got something important to tell you.
Yes, Opie, and I got something important to tell you, too.
Parkey, me and my band is quitting you.
Yes, you're quitting? One of all the low-down, sneaking things to do to me. Quitting before I get a chance to fire you. Why, you...
Look, Parky, I don't want you to think that I'm a rat, leaving my pal without giving him enough time to get somebody else, so I want to give you my notice right now.
I see. When are you leaving?
In 15 minutes.
At least I'm glad you're not leaving me flat. What are you going to do, Uppy?
Oh, we got a big offer to play in the Hollywood Bowl.
The Hollywood Bowl? Why, Uppy, they're the finest musicians in the world plays in the Hollywood Bowl.
You're right there, Parky. Only the best musicians play there. Fellas like Barbaroli, Toscanini, Radzinski, and Stokowski.
Barbaroli, Toscanini, Radzinski, Stokowski? You'll never be a success playing in the Hollywood Bowl.
You mean my band ain't big enough?
No, your name ain't long enough. If you want to play in the Hollywood Bowl, you got to have a long name, one that's hard to pronounce and nobody could remember. Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can think up a long name for you. Let's see, Gates, that's C-A-T. I got it. Opie Catastrophe. That'll be a great name for you.
Catastrophe? Why, a catastrophe is a calamity. Something horrible.
You see what I mean? When do you start playing the bowl, Uppy?
Tonight. We got to be there at 8:30, and they told us to wear white ties and gloves.
Oh, you better wear more than that. It gets pretty cold in the bowl these nights, you know.
Yeah, Parky, it looks like we finally got our big break. From now on, we'll start to make millions.
Millions, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Uppy, my best friend, I just been thinking, my dear old pal and buddy. Now that you're starting in a new career, you're going to make millions, you need a manager. A man who's smart and got brains. Good-looking, intelligent, and a fine businessman, and I can start right away.
Manager? I don't need no manager. I ain't no fighter, Parky.
No, no, Uppy. I'd like to buy an interest in your band. I'll give you $500 for 10%, and for that I'll handle all your business, and I'll do all the worrying.
Well, have you got the $500 with you?
No, that's my first worry. But I'll give you $200 in account.
Well, I sure can use that $200, Parky, because I'm supposed to get new uniforms tonight for all the boys in the band.
Okay, Betty.
Yes, Parky?
Look, give Opie a check for $200.
All right, Parky. Geopie, I'm sorry to see that you're fired.
Fired? What do you mean, fired? How dare you talk that way about Opie Cage? Why, Opie is the best friend I got. Not only that, but he's the finest musician in the whole world.
Parky, I don't get it.
Betty, starting tonight, 90% of Opie Cage is playing in the Hollywood Bowl. The other 10% is me. I'm his manager.
The Hollywood Bowl?
Yeah, Betty, we'll start playing there tonight.
Oh, gee, Opie, this is wonderful news.
It sure is, Betty. You know, I always said that Opie was a great musician and someday he'd be a big star.
You know something, Parky? I can't remember you ever saying that.
I said it to myself.
Then you mean you're not going to fire Opie after
Betty,
all?
Betty, what ever give you the idea that I would ever want to be separated from my beloved Opie?
But you just
don't
said
change
a
the subject. Come on, Opie. I want you to sit down. I'll give you the best meal that you never had in your whole life.
The Hollywood Bowl. Opie, I still can't believe it.
Betty, tell the chef that nothing is too good for our brilliant musician and celebrated conductor, Maestro Opie Cates.
Parky, you mean catastrophe.
You sure are. And Betty, while we are eating, don't you think what you should do something nice for our extinguished guest? Betty, sing for us.
I saw you standing in the sun, and you were something to see. I know what I like, and I liked what I saw, and I said to myself, that's for me. A lovely morning, I remarked, and you were quick to agree. You wanted to walk, and I nodded my head as I breathlessly said, that's for me. I left you standing under stars, the days these adventures were through, there's nothing for me but the dream in my heart, and the dream in my heart, that's for you.
Just 1 minute, Bob Williams. If you want to talk to Mr. Uppy Gates, you got to make an appointment with me.
What?
Happen to be his manager. If you want to talk to my client, first you got to get my persimmon. Why, I got a good mind to report you...
There, Parky. Why be irritated? Light an old gold.
So pardon you, Bob, while I answer the phone. Hello? Who? Long distance. New York is calling. Collect? All right, I'll accept the charges. Put them on. Hello? Yes? Who? You want Bob Williams? Yes, he's here. Hold the line, please. Bob, it's for you. New York is calling. Make it snappy, will you?
Hello?
That's enough. You can hang up now.
Hello? Oh, hello, Mom. Yes, this is Bob. Gee, I'm glad you phoned. I've got some great news for you, Mom. Now, listen, I want you to get every word of this. Are you ready? Okay. You can always get comfort and pleasure if you light an old gold, especially today. But you can't get that pleasure if your cigarette is hot, harsh, and dry.
Gee, how that boy loves his mother. All right, Bob, you can hang up now. This is costing money.
Wait a minute, Parky. I'll be through in just a second. This next thing is important. Hello, Mom. Now, look, to help prevent cigarette dryness, old golds are conditioned with a special moisture-protecting agent made from the juice of fresh apples. We call it apple honey.
Yeah, apple honey. All right, you all through now, Bob? You can.
Oh, no, Parky. Now I have to tell her about the Latakia.
Oh, for heaven's sake, write her a letter about the Latakia. You can't.
Oh, no, Parky. I may as well tell her while she's on the phone. Hello, Mom. Did you know that Old Gold's blend of many great tobaccos is enriched with rare imported Latakia tobacco? That's for delightful extra flavor. I say extra flavor plus special protection against cigarette dryness. That's Old Gold. So try a pack first chance you get. And remember, when little annoyances get you down, why be irritated? Light an old gold. Well, goodbye, Mom. Gee, Parky, thanks for letting me use the phone. You know, it's always such a pleasure to talk to Mom way out there in New York. Well, I'll see you later.
Yeah, Saki, I'll see you later. Say, Opie, did you finish eating yet? Don't have to rush, you know, take your time. Do you have enough to eat, kid? Everything's all right?
Oh, everything's fine, Parky, but I think I ate too much chicken. That white meat was sure good.
White meat? That was the tablecloth.
I thought it was funny there was no bones in it.
Look, Opie, I want you to go down to the tailor and pick up the uniforms for tonight. You got the check for $200. Give it to the tailor and tell him I'll pay the rest of it next week.
Okay, I'll go down there right now, Parky.
And look, Opie, when you go out in the street, button up your coat good so you won't catch cold, you know? And look on both sides of the street before you cross. You feeling all right?
Oh, I feel fine.
Good. Let me see how you look. No, you didn't wash behind your ears. Come here a minute now. Blow your nose. That's it. That's a nice boy. Now, wait a minute. Here's an oatmeal cookie.
Oh, thanks, Parker. You know, I sure am glad that you're my management.
Yes.
You sure do take awful good care of me. Tell me, can I get off your lap now?
Well, goodbye, Opie.
Goodbye, Mummy.
Look, Opie, don't overdo it, you know. Gee whiz, life is a funny thing. Imagine. Opie Gates is going to play in the Hollywood Bowl. From there, he may become a soloist in New York with Philharmonica Orchestra. And from there, maybe he'll even play in Carnegie Hall. Then if he's a big hit there, who can tell? Someday, he may even play in the Palladium. Oh, how do you do, sir? Come right in. Could I help you?
Hey, you park your carcass?
Yes.
Well, I just bumped into Opie Cates in the street. He told me that you're his manager. I got the right dope?
Yeah, that's me.
He tells me that he's going to start the play in the Hollywood Bowl tonight. Have I got the right dope?
Yeah, that's him.
Okay, well, tonight he's making his big debut. You want him to be a big success, don't you?
Oh, sure I do.
Well, when he plays, you want the people to applaud and cheer, don't you?
Well, of course I do.
Okay. Who are you buying your applause from?
Applause? You have to buy the applause?
Why, sure you gotta buy applause. Now, I represent the Applause and Cheer Association of Southern California. For a small fee, I furnish the people to applaud.
Now, you mean to say you got to pay people to applaud?
Why, say, all the famous musicians take their applause from me. Beethoven, Brahms, Mozart, Chopin, Spike Jones. Many others too humorous to mention.
Say, do you really just sell the applause to all them guys?
Why, say, you ever hear of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony?
Beethoven's Fifth, sure.
Well, my boys applauded it so long, they moved it from fifth place to first place. Speaking of Beethoven, did you ever hear of a song called The Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe?
Yes, I did.
Uh-huh. My boys applauded that number so long, the conductor had to stop the train and take a bow. Came in 2 hours late.
Say, tell me, how much you charge for your applause?
Well, it's all according to what you want. We got hand clappers, foot stampers, shriekers, screamers. If you like, we can throw in a lady who faints. That's our special $200 assortment.
$200? That's a little more than I fingered on spending.
Well, but $200 would give you a pretty big commotion.
What kind of a commotion could you give me for $2.50?
Commotion for $2.50?
Yeah.
For $2.50, I'll give you a guy sitting way in the back row cracking his knuckles.
Well, I want Uppy to be a big hit and get lots of applause, but I couldn't afford him $200.
Mm-hmm. Seeing you're a newcomer in this concert racket, I'll tell you what I'll do.
Yeah?
Make you a special introductory offer. Want to spend 50 bucks?
What can I get for that?
For 50 bucks after the first number, I have 30 people get up and holler, "Bravo! Bravo!" Then I'll have two guys start a small fight. That's always good for a lot of excitement.
Sounds kind of mild to me. Well, all right, here's the $50, and please give me as much applause as you can.
Okay, thanks. Hey, it's too bad you ain't got some real dough to spend. Oh, could I give you something? For instance, if you could spend $1,000, you'd get my grade A special.
Grade A special?
Yeah.
You see, I put two guys up on top of the Hollywood Bowl shooting off 16-inch cannons. Now, on the south side there, I got 76 sirens. They're blowing their brains out. On the north side, I got fireworks going off every 30 seconds, positively deepening.
Deepening?
Yeah. Then to cap the climate, on the dot of 10:30, I got a B-24 flying over the bowl. The pilot is yelling over a loudspeaker, "Three cheers for Opie Cates!"
So, you know, there's one thing I can't figure out. If there's so much noise going on, who'll be able to hear the music?
Who cares about the music? You want your boy to be a success, don't you?
Fine. Gee, am I glad I made a deal with that fellow with all that applause up. He must be a big man's mansion tonight. Say, Betty, come here a minute.
Yes, Parker,
you know, Betty, I was just thinking it would be a nice thing if I sent Oppy a telegram of congratulations on his opening in the bowl tonight.
Oh, Oppy, get a great kick out of that, Parker.
Yes.
You tell me what you want to say, and I'll send the wire for you.
All right, mark this down. Say, October 21st, 1945, Oppy Cates, Hollywood Bowl, Hollywood, California, USA, near Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
How many words is that?
10 words.
Okay, send that.
Parker, you haven't said anything, Parker.
I know, but after 10 words, you go into overtime, you know?
Well, Parker, you got to say something in your wire.
Okay, say, "Dear Opie, stop. I can't wait for tonight's concert to start. Stop." And I'm sure that when the concert is over, everybody will have only one word to say to you. Stop. Your loving friend, stop. I mean, Parker Cockers.
Okay, Parky, I'll call Western Union and send it right out.
Oh, never mind sending it, Betty. I'm going to see Oppie later anyway, so I'll just hand it to him.
Obie Cates is clarinet and his orchestra play Opus 1.
Downtown getting uniforms for his band, and Parky's upstairs getting dressed.
Oh, gee, that's too bad. I was hoping somebody would ask me a question. I guess you're too busy, huh, Betty?
No, you say you want somebody to ask you a question, Bob? What question?
Oh, any question. For example, I'd like somebody to ask me, in what year was the lawnmower invented?
Well, I'm somebody, Bob. I'll ask you. In what year was the lawnmower invented?
1868.
Thanks. Now my education is complete. That's very interesting about the lawnmower, Bob.
Well, no, Betty, the interesting part is that 108 years before the invention of the lawnmower, a certain tobacco business got started.
I know the answer to that one, Bob. You must mean Lorillard's, of course.
Right. The Lorillard business was founded in 1760, almost 200 years ago. And that makes nearly two centuries of association with the world's choice tobaccos. And smokers, the knowledge of America's most experienced tobacco organization is reflected in the quality of Old Gold cigarettes today. So, for a smoke of pleasure, try the treasure of them all, Old Gold.
Very well spoken, Bob.
Oh, it's very easy to speak very well about Old Golds, Betty. See you very later.
Very goodbye, Bob.
Well, Betty, I'm all dressed up, ready to go to the concert. How do I look?
Oh, you look very pretty.
Yes.
Well, what's that you got on your lapel?
Oh, that's a little badge I made so people know who I am. You see, I wrote on it, their manager. You see, manager right there?
Parky, you don't spell manager M-A-N-G-E-C-U-R-E. That's mange cure.
That's what I get for copying it off that bottle. Say, Betty, where's Opie? It's almost time to go to the ball.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. Opie called up, and he said he'd meet us at the main entrance.
Well, that's fine. All right, let's go. Uh-oh, look who's coming in. It's the mayor.
Oh, my goodness. He'll delay us for hours. He's so absent-minded that by the time you get through explaining where we're going tonight, the concert will be over.
You bet he's absent-minded. Wait a minute, Betty. I just got a good idea. Why don't we invite the mayor to come along with us instead of explaining the whole thing? We'll let him make a speech at the ball. That'll make Opie a big man. Quiet, here he comes.
Well, well, well. Just in time, eh? I see you're just opening up.
Opening up. We're just closing.
Closing?
Yes.
Well, that's too bad. I thought you might have time to give me a haircut.
A haircut.
Haircut, you're next. Take this chair here. Just a little off the top.
No, no, no. Look, I don't want you to cut my hair.
Okay. Just shave, eh?
No, Your Honor, you're a little mixed up. You see, this is a restaurant, and you're not a barber. You happen to be the mayor.
Of course I'm the mayor.
Yes.
And as great a mayor as this great city will ever have. When the great people of this great city elected me as their public servant, I said at that time that there can be only one great head of a great city. And who is that great head of this great city? My friend, as I stand here looking at that head, all I can say is...
How about a shampoo?
No, you don't understand. You see, Your Honor, Opie Cates is going to be in the bowl tonight.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yes.
If Opie's using the bowl, I can't give you a shampoo.
No, you ain't got it yet. You see, my friend Opie Cates is a musician.
He is?
Yes.
Well, I have a friend who's a musician, too.
Good.
Name is Opie Cates. Like to have you meet him. Fine boy. Those two should get together. Maybe your friend could give my friend a job.
No. Opie Cates is the one I'm talking about.
You are?
Yes.
How dare you go around talking about my friend Opie Cates?
No. You see, I'd like to invite you to come with me to the Hollywood Bowl tonight.
Just one moment, sir. Are you inviting me to go out with you tonight?
Yes, I am.
The audacity of you inviting me out. You know I'm a married man.
Look, I don't want to go around with you steady. It's just for tonight. You see, Opie Cates is playing in the Hollywood Bowl.
Opie Cates?
Yes.
Who is Opie Cates?
He's my friend.
Oh, trying to palm me off on someone else, eh? Trying to break up my happy home.
Oh, for heaven.
Well, my wife will know about this. I keep nothing from my wife, and you'll be a lucky man if you're not named correspondent, you homebreaker, you. You think that a big man like you would have better things to do with his time than go around breaking up happy marriages? Well, I can tell you one thing. I've been married for 27 years. And you'll never take me away from Opie Cates. Goodbye, Your Honor.
Betty, did you ever hear such a crazy man in your whole life? Imagine. All I wanted to do was to invite him to the ball as my guest. And in 2 minutes, I got a haircut, a shave, and a shampoo. And I was the best man at Opie Cates' wedding. Well, come on, Betty. Let's go over to the ball. He is crazy.
Well, here's the main entrance, Parky. Where's Opie?
Yes, Betty, we must be late. There's no one around. I guess all the people must have gone in.
Oh, wait a minute. There's Opie standing over there. Hey, Opie!
Yes, Opie!
Opie!
Hi there, folks. Gosh, I'm glad you got here.
Gee, Opie, tell me, is the place jammed?
Nope, there's only two people in this whole bowl. They're sitting up there in the last row, a sailor and this girl. Been here since VJ Day.
Gee, there, the whole place is dark. Say, Opie, maybe you got the wrong date. You sure it was for October 21st?
Why, sure, I'm sure. The fellow who hired me wrote it out on this card.
Let me see the card. You're right, Opie, October 21st. That's the date, all right. Oh, but wait a minute, Opie, you didn't get it right.
I didn't?
No, you're not opening at the Hollywood Bowl. This card says you're going to play at the opening of the Hollywood Bowling Alley.
Don't let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light an old gold. Its tobaccos are specially conditioned to help prevent cigarette dryness, to give you more smoking pleasure. This is Bob Williams saying good night for Old Gold.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.